but I want to do something drastically different. So I told Rob to make a list. We used to have lists back in the day. I asked him to dust off that bit. I asked him to give us the five worst Royals contracts over the last 20 years or so. I'm talking about back to the Allard Barrett days. I'm talking early Dayton Moore days. I asked him to give us his five worst contracts because I was curious if Hunter Renfro was going to make this list. So, Rob, we are not going to go back to the 2001 Kansas City Royals. We are doing a different list today. Hit me.
Baseball with the Royals is unique to the lineup. So we got a different song. Carrington, I made a starting nine. I went above and beyond the expectation of 2000 and now worst contracts doled out by the Kansas City Royals. Let's go around the horn and start behind the plate with Benito Santiago.
I can't be mad at that at all.
At first base, Lucas Duda. Do you remember when the Royals signed him in 2019 and they thought he would be part of the solution to fill in for Hosmer at first? He wasn't. At second base, might be controversial, Omar Infante.
I don't think Omar Infante is that controversial to be on this list. Omar Infante definitely came in here, got a little quick bag with the Royals, and then got out of here. I mean, he signed a four-year, $30.25 million deal with the Royals and got cut in the middle of it. So, no. Omar Infante is definitely worthy of being on this list.
I mean, I know he was almost an all-star, so I thought he was in questionable territory.
I'm not going to argue that.
At third base, another Hunter, Dozier. Hunter Dozier, the third baseman. There were glimmers of hope. He got a big contract, and then I don't know what he's doing now, except for the Royals. He was out of baseball. That was a bad deal for the Kansas City Royals.
They gave him $25 million guaranteed with a club option. Hunter Dozier came in and honestly made real quick work.
At shortstop, Unieski Betancourt.
Uni!
He had an on-base percentage the same as me and you. He couldn't get on base to save his life, and he was basically blocking Alcides Escobar for multiple years.
Yeah.
Not that Escobar is Derek Jeter reincarnate, but Escobar was bad. Heading to the outfield, the aforementioned Hunter Renfro is going to be out there.
Of course, definitely. You know what? Hunter Renfro, he might honestly be hitting third in this lineup.
Oh, I don't even think he's the worst contract in the outfield because standing next to him is Juan Gonzalez.
Oh, that's the worst contract the Royals have given out in my lifetime. Him and Jose Guillen, 1-2.
Speaking of Jose Guillen, in the outfield, Jose Guillen. Jose Guillen, Juan Gonzalez. Keep Hunter Renfro from being the worst contract ever doled out by the team because those two were terrible. I even have a designated hitter, Brandon Moss.
Oh, wow. Brandon Moss is a really good pull by you. Did you make a rotation for this one? I would love to have a rotation.
I have one starter. I do not have a full rotation.
Gilmesh.
It's actually Scott Ellerton.
Oh, Scott Ellerton.
Gilmesh
would
have been on the list, but Gilmesh gave that money back out of the pure kindness of his heart.
No, okay.
You would have never caught me doing that, but good for Gil. Scott Ellerton didn't give the money back, and his ERA was astronomical. That is, going around the horn, the worst contracts I believe the Royals have doled out in my lifetime.
You know what? I would also like to suggest, Jonathan Sanchez is somebody who certainly came in and finessed the Kansas City Royals for a quick bag. I think he got $7 million for his time with the Kansas City Royals and certainly didn't live up to his end of the bargain. I'll never forget a guy hit a home run off of him, and he said it was a good pitch. He got lucky. He hit it into the fountains, brother.
He's a unique case, though, because his bad contract turned into Jeremy Guthrie. Like, there's a net positive. Show me the net positive of Juan Gonzalez's time in Kansas City.
That's a good point.
Other than the memories we have of those 30 games.
I can't argue that, actually. Can't argue that at all.